welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys, and it is the Other Essentials for Deer Camp show. We're going to get you tuned up, so when you show up at deer camp, especially if you're like me, I'm a guest at deer camp, and so I always have to show up with something because you don't want to be that guy that's mooching, right?
You have a lifetime invitation to Siciliano's deer camp.
Oh, man.
You and Jop both.
So. That's music to my ears. Last time, so sitting in for Jop today, Jop is missing in action, but sitting in for Jop today is Steve Siciliano. He is our, let's call him our resident beer, spirits, and cigar aficionado.
Yeah.
But another guy you might want to have up to that deer camp someday is sitting right next to you, and his name is Matt DeLong. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hey, Bob. Thanks a lot for having me.
I ran into Matt just recently at Sobey Meats, which is like a gathering place like Siciliano's. You meet some of the best people at these local markets. And he was in the back with Tim, and I'm always hanging out in the back. And I saw these bottles, and it looked like pop or something, and it was a little raspberry apple cider. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're sitting back there with a six-pack of hard cider, our raspberry hard cider, and we're playing around with some brat mix, some chicken mix, pork mix, and seeing if we couldn't make ourselves a hard cider brat there at Sobey's.
And I had the luxury of trying one.
You did. You came out at the right
so
time.
Tasty.
The oven dinged, and you were
like
right
that.
There.
I had my eye on you. So I just went by your mill recently, and I had never seen it or heard of you before. And I was coming back from up north. You're a little bit north of Grand Rapids, Michigan, on the west side of Michigan. And that's apple country.
Yep.
So did you grow up in the apple business?
Didn't grow up in the apple business. Grew up in Fremont, surrounded by orchards on all four sides of the home. I grew up, participated in working for some of the different apple packers and apple growers in the area. So very familiar with it, and that's where I grew a passion for making hard cider.
And Fremont, Michigan is the home of Gerber baby food. So everybody around the world has seen the Gerber baby on a bottle of something in their house.
Yeah, that's correct. That's how people ask me where I'm from. I say
right.
Gerber baby food
yeah,
capital.
Yeah. So that's where I was coming back from, actually. My buddy lives out there, and my best friend. And so I was coming back from there, and I saw your mill, and I thought, how cool, another one. I mean, these cider guys are really coming on. So how'd this thought hit your head?
You know, again, grew up around the orchards, made fresh cider my whole life with my family. Mother told me what would happen if I were to let it sit. That intrigued me, to say the least. And I thought I wanted to be a winemaker. Wasn't exposed to that world, but continued to make fresh cider, then hard cider. Passion grew. Started sharing bulk raw cider through different avenues. A little premature, but it got me started.
Yeah, I think we sold it in the back of our parking lot. Though,
we sure did. And, quickly
and I think
got
the
a,
feds were knocking on your door.
Oh, good thing you're only saying it on syndicated radio.
I told them I knew nothing.
Yep, shortly got a cease and desist. And I said, well, you know what? I better do this legitimately.
So this is a real story. What did we just try?
We're drinking right now our porch sitting hard cider is what we call it, and that's just notes of a cinnamon and vanilla.
I don't know that I've ever had another cider that had, you know, the variations you've got. What else did you bring?
Today, our raspberry, of course, that we're trying there at Sobey's Meats, but also our hopped cider that we call hopped. We're using three different kinds of hops, two of them sourced locally right from the Fruit Ridge, and kind of a nice twist for folks that might like or prefer kind of hoppy or maybe even
let's
a beer approach.
Let's try that. Let's try that. That sounds
that
way cool.
Yeah, no
so,
problem.
So do you ever do these in the wintertime warm?
Our porch sitting, we do mulled right at the tap room. Something else we do fun to kind of add a sweeter approach because most of our ciders are on the drier side. At the tap room, we'll kind of cinnamon sugar the rim, torch it, candy it to the rim, and that's very popular at the tap room.
I can imagine, like, if you're snowmobiling or cross-country skiing or downhill skiing or anything like that. I was at a beer festival in northern Michigan years ago. We did our show up there from Traverse City, and a couple of the winemakers came in with a warm wine, and maybe it was even a cider. I think it was a wine, and I couldn't believe how good warm wine was.
Oh, yeah. Very popular this time of the year. And speaking of deer camp and meats, Our tap room, our mill that you were speaking of, is right on M37 south of Grant. So right on the way up for many folks going up there for deer camp.
And that's the way I go up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Stop in. You know what?
That's,
tomorrow.
That's the way we go up, too, and we have stopped at your place.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Just to see if the feds were still there?
No. They're lurking around the corners.
This,
you know what?
This is cool.
Yeah.
Tell us again what this is.
That's our hop cider. Three different hops in there.
Do you know what kind of hops they are, Matt?
Yeah, we've got a Cascade, a Centennial, and then a Citra. The Cascade and the Centennial are the local hops.
Did you say you sourced these from West Michigan?
Yep, right there on 7 Mile, Hop Ridge Farms.
Oh, Hop Ridge Farms.
Yeah,
sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, is this cool.
Yeah, kind of a clean, different approach, lightly, a little bit of citrus and notes. You're
not
getting
so acidic either.
Yeah, you know, most of our ciders are a little less acidic than you might find in majority.
Well, and I think a lot of people that tried hard ciders, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there were a couple big brands, and they're still out there. I can't think of the name. Doesn't matter. But they're big national, worldwide brands or whatever. And after you drink one, you've got a stomach ache because it's just so acidic that you can't drink two. And I don't think that's a good idea.
Sure. You know, and something we pride ourselves on is just using 100% real apples, 100% real ingredients, such as, of course, real hops, but cinnamon sticks, real vanilla beans, real raspberries. So you're finding a clean, natural approach to our hard cider.
So what other fruits are you blending in with apple cider?
Oh, we follow the seasons. It's fun to stop by at the tap room. There's always at least 12 on tap, you know, from blueberries, strawberries, banana.
How about peach?
Pineapple. Peach, yep. We've
Seems
got
like
that
peach
on.
Would
we
be
called
great.
Our Peach Ridge. That's on tap right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know where I'm stopping this afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't want to get to deer camp late, though. So how long does it take to – so you crush the apples, mm-hmm. get your juice, get your cider or your cider.
Yeah. How long does it take to ferment? You know, it's really relative to the environment. Much like a beer, though, under 70 degree fermentation will be about 2 weeks. If we're kind of pushing along, we'll spend another week or two, maybe adding some spices, some different fruits. In about 3-4 weeks, we've got something in a keg or a bottle.
So do you have to heat this up when you make it?
No, we don't.
We're not
adding any heat, so we're just squeezing the apples, making your raw, fresh cider. And from there, treating it much like a wine in terms of prepping for fermentation, and from there deciding what we might like to add.
And what do you call this again?
Hopped, our dry hop
cider. When
you
described it, the first thing in my mind was like, yeah, it's a bad idea.
You know?
Because I had the raspberry and I loved it.
Sure.
Then you say hops and I'm like, nah, now you're taking it a little too crazy.
Yeah, and we hear that at the tap room and a lot of people say, well, I don't like hops. Well, we're not adding heat to the hops either, so you're not getting much of the bitterness at all.
So
but
you're
rather,
dry hopping them.
Yep. So you're getting the citrus notes, the aroma notes, rather than maybe the bittering that you see in an IPA.
If you're listening and you hear this noise in the background, they're remodeling the building. We're in a big high-rise, and they've been working on it for like a year, I think. It sounds like giant woodpeckers out there. But if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and it's the Other Essentials for Deer Camp. And right now we're talking with Matt DeLong from Ridge Cider. So are you out of the state of Michigan yet, or are you still just in Michigan?
Nope, we've really taken our time and focusing on West Michigan and then furthering it before we get too
But you're
too
pretty
spread
new
out.
Business.
Yeah, relatively new. We've opened in 2015, but really stuck to the tap room, a little bit of keg distribution. This past summer was the first summer or time that we've released packaging, and look forward to expanding the packaging options here into the new year.
So around the nation, are there people doing this in like every state?
I wouldn't say every state, but there's a growing number of hard cider makers, craft hard cider makers, and the more the merrier, trying to build the category awareness and education as to what a great beverage we're making right here from local fruit.
Yeah, what a great idea. Matt DeLong, Ridge Cider, I'm a fan.
Awesome.
This was fantastic.
Thanks a lot.
I appreciate
the
you coming down here. You bet. Coming up next, the Full Belly Deli. And maybe a little bourbon. Stick around. It's the Grilling Guys.
Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down. These hollers and hills, let me show you.